Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show, Black Excellence Spotlight. Man, it only gets more excellent and more excellent and even more excellent and then more excellent every week, bro. This week, I got one of my dogs in here with me, man. One of the coldest barbers in America, my dog Lito. What's up, bro?
What's good?
What's happening, man?
What's up, my brother?
What's up, my brother? To all the people who wondering, who keep us fresh while we on Wildin' Out and various other TV shows, bro. I remember one season we had to goddamn go on strike to get Lito out there, bro. Like, this is one of them barbers that's so cold, keep us TV fresh, man. So anytime we got, you know, we land a gig or we got our own leeway or leverage, we make sure we try to slide him up in there, man. What's up, G?
What's going on?
How you living, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Bro, first of all, you just became a legal citizen, so that's
big. Yo, word, that's big.
I didn't even know. I thought you was just a regular nigga.
Hey, man, you know, went and finally did it, man.
What was that like?
It was cool. You know, just went in there, took a test, asked me a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And it was over.
Tell them where you from, bro.
I'm from Haiti.
Hey.
Yo, sac passe.
I didn't even know he was Haitian until just
man.
Now.
Look, because we be in the cut.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to say shit. Y'all can let me know. I thought he was just another nigga with some dreads, bro.
Hey, man.
You never know, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So Haiti, bro. What part?
Port-au-Prince.
Okay. Like I know.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Port-au-Prince. Nah, I heard about it, though, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wyclef. Just because. No, it's different. I know Wyclef. And I didn't know that Wyclef knew me until I got to meet Wyclef. So we just cool like that. Anytime Haiti is mentioned, I bring up Wyclef.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's him calling right now. that nigga know when you say his name. Bro, how long have you been in the barber industry, bro?
Oh, man, I've been in the game over 20 years, over 25 years.
How did you get your start? That's what the people want to know.
How did I get started?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I started because my father used to cut my hair, man.
Yeah.
And being Haitian, you know, my father was always trying to save a dollar. So he would cut my hair, man. And
fuck it up.
Oh, my God, bro. Just jack it all the way up, man. So I decided, I said, if anybody's going to fuck me up, it's going to be me.
Right.
So I just started cutting my own hair, cutting my brother's hair, and one thing led to another, and then boom.
Bro, that shit started from trauma.
Yeah.
My dad used to get me fucked up haircuts, too.
Yeah.
He used to get me the Pee Wee Herman. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Just the little Gucci in the front.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was the coldest shit, bro. Like,
yeah.
I just recently started, like, working on the forgiving process.
Yeah.
Because, like, as he cutting my hair, I have no idea what he's doing. But he geeked, like, ooh. And then I see this shit, I'm like, then I go home, and then I'm in trouble for letting my daddy cut my hair. Why the fuck you letting your daddy cut it? I'm like, what was I supposed to do?
Can't tell him no.
Man. That haircut shit can be real traumatic for a black man, bro.
Oh, absolutely, man. Especially with people like you that be joking all the time, man. Back in school, we get cracked on, bad haircut. Man.
But even if I had a fucked up haircut, I think I would be able to defend myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to make it seem real on purpose. I mean, that would be the angle I would take.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. There's always a solution for a bad haircut, bro. You just get your whole shit cut off and start over.
Mm-hmm.
But that's traumatic. You ever want to see a grown man cry, you tell him to cut his hair when he didn't decide
to
cut his hair. But fuck hair at this point. I just didn't gave up on it.
Me too.
Chico didn't.
I can see.
Yeah, he just said fuck the front and just grew the middle back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that take heart.
He
is like, he transformed the game. Do you see? All types of people are growing their shit back, whether it's half a hole now. Seeing niggas get braids and all types of shit.
Yeah, for real.
Bro, you just recently moved to Georgia, right?
Yeah,
about
3 years ago.
Brought the business down here.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
Oh, man, it was, it's been dope, man. I mean, the people of Georgia, man, they just real cool. They supportive. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was scary, you know, but God put it in my spirit, man, to make that move, man. And you two talking to me, telling me how I need to be down here. I got a cousin named Ricky who's always on me about moving down here, man. So I took a leap on faith, man, and just asked God to just guide my steps. And it's just been great, man. It's just been such of a blessing, bro. And here I am here with you. Like, that's another part, too.
You,
like,
man, when you here with me, man, you made it, bro. That's exactly what this platform is for, though, bro. It's just to highlight dope-ass people that's doing dope shit in the community. I know you do a lot of, like, give-backs to the school.
Charity events, yeah.
Your charity events and haircuts and food for the kids and all that.
Absolutely.
Man, like, talk to the people about how important that is when you're building your business. And
I mean, the community is you. Well, the barbershop is the community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to create a space where anybody in the community could come to, come get a haircut, feel like a celebrity also, too, even if they're not, quote unquote, a celebrity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, and as being a barber, man, I gotta walk a certain type of walk, man. Like, you can't be a barber out here having beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be cool with everybody, man. You gotta serve the people.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do, man. Just serve the people, man, and bless them with the gift that God has blessed me with.
Now, what type of advice do you give the up-and-coming entrepreneur, the barber, the hairstylist, that, you know, that might be, you know, trapping out the crib right now, trying to make that transition into getting into that professional space? What would you tell them?
Take it seriously.
Right.
You know, like, don't play with it. You know what I mean? I know sometimes you could think, oh, it's just, you know, a barber. You know what I mean? But it could be so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to get involved, then go all the way in. You know what I mean? Go take the right steps, too. You know, go to cosmetology school, barber school, get your license. You know, and also, too, never give up, man. Always
right.
Try to get better, bro. And just as long as your goal is to serve the people, like, my every day I wake up, man, my goal is to make somebody else feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as long as you understand that that's what it is, bro, and you stay focused, you'll be all right. You'll make it. Don't give up.
Right. A lot of people, they like to throw in that they do celebrity cuts or celebrity barbers. What does that mean?
I don't know.
One thing about y'all barbers, y'all niggas will make up a title. What's a master barber?
A master barber is a barber that's been in the game, technically, by definition, over 3 years.
Right.
Licensed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's when you become like a master barber.
I don't really think you could be a master barber unless you learn how to cut white people hair.
I could do that.
Like, I feel like you a cold nigga if you can cut. Like, if you can do that Dylan cut and do that shit right,
mm-hmm.
You's a cold nigga. Because you really ain't supposed to know nothing about that.
Yeah.
What do you tell the niggas who had their little bumps in the back?
Oh, man. Well, first and foremost, change your pillowcase, bro.
First, though.
Yeah, change your pillowcase, man. Cats out here sleeping on dirty pillowcases.
Yeah, dirty, you know, houses. With dirty women.
With dirty women at
that.
So, yeah, definitely change your pillowcases, man. And, you know, and also, too, man, I mean, watch the barber you're getting your hair cut from.
Right.
You know, make sure he's spraying down his clippers before and after each client.
You should, as a barber, you should let the nigga who going next know that you ain't gonna be using the same shit or whatever. Like, make sure he see you do it. Like,
absolutely.
Bro, watch this. You see me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a must.
Yeah. You know, like, a lot of niggas at the barbershop, they get mad at niggas like me, bald niggas who come in to get a bald head. Could you explain the difference when the barber give you a bald head so they can know why bald niggas is taking up the first three spots and they gotta wait? Let them know that bald niggas have a place at the barbershop, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got a beard, too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, It's just a different experience, man. Like, when you go to the barbershop in comparison to doing it yourself, I mean, just being able to just be in the barbershop, you know, sit down, get a haircut. I mean, bald-headed niggas need love, too.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? We need cuts, too.
Fuck wrong with y'all hating-ass niggas, bro?
For real. All right,
give them, what kind of beard tips would you give the listeners and shit like
beard
that?
Beard tips?
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, definitely wash and condition your beard.
Yeah.
If you're gonna use a beard oil, don't use it every day.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You wanna use a beard oil like every 3 days.
This the nigga who told me to grow a beard. Like, Lowe's, man, just grow a beard.
Just grow it. Just grow it.
Like, fuck it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just like with growth, it's, you know, for anything to grow, it has to be stimulated. So constant stimulation on your beard, use your hands, rub your beard, comb your joint.
Eat some coochie.
You know what I mean? That too, that works.
That definitely works. Guilty. You know, so.
This is game that they don't just get on the streets. That's why this platform's so necessary.
Right, right.
I mean, where else can you tune in on anything and they tell you, eat some coochie?
For real, right?
For the health benefits of it, though.
Yeah.
It ain't disrespectful.
Yeah.
What type of shit do you see at other shops that you hate as a barber, my dog?
I hate that barbershop where they got the TV on, man, and the barber cutting your hair, but he's got to stop and keep looking at the TV. You know what I'm saying? I hate a dirty barbershop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate the motherfucker that stop and, like, eat wings in the middle of it.
And come right back to
you. I'm just saying, like, if you in the chair, I feel like the priority should be to get the nigga out the chair.
The chair, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes the barber be taking too fucking long, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Bro, what is you doing, my nigga? The fuck out of here.
Word.
Well, shit, what can they check out some of your work and all that type of gangster
oh,
shit?
Oh, I mean, I'm on Instagram. You can follow me. I'm at Lito the Barber. See me on TV. You know, my work on
TV.
Man,
tell them some of the shows that you worked on.
Oh, some of the shows, Wildin' Out. I've worked with Charlamagne on Common Sense. I used to work with BET. I did all their specials, all their hip-hop awards, BET awards.
Yeah.
All their specials. I worked on 106 in Park. I did tons of shows with BET. And it's just Revolt. I worked with Revolt as well. It's just a whole bunch of different networks that I work with.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. A lot of people been asking me who the coldest barber. Now I got it. You understand what happens to me after this. By me saying you one of the coldest, niggas
right.
Gonna say that it can't be no more cold niggas, and I'm gonna get tagged in 17,000 haircut pictures with niggas who done spray painted bird feathers and all types of shit.
They could tag me too.
So just know that I will receive the back. Oh, you don't know the fuck you talking about. My nigga cut a nigga head who didn't even have a head. Like, oh my God. Oh,
man.
So it's a rap, bro, but this my nigga. So when you see me on TV and the beard looking luxurious and the bald head is fresh as hell, 9 times out of 10, this nigga right here did it, and we salute you and you keep doing your thing, bro.
I appreciate
and it's
you,
like,
I appreciate
just
you,
know
much love, bro.
But you got much love over
yes,
here, bro.
Sir,
and
yes,
you should have brought the stylist lady who be braiding Chico hair because everybody been wanting to see
oh,
her. Can you send
Tuesday,
her down
Tuesday.
Here?
Tuesday, yeah, I got you. I'm going to send Tuesday down here.
That's her name, Tuesday. So everybody keep asking, who is this lady who keep braiding Chico
man.
Hair?
She's incredible, bro. She's
of course. Look at
man.
The work that she's
yeah,
done.
She's great, man. She's great.
So
she's
send great. Her down here. Let them know the location of the shop for all the people
okay,
who
so the shop
around
is,
here that can come check you out.
The shop is in Snellville. You know what I mean? Snellville, Georgia, 2135 East Main Street.
Right.
Just come through, man. On my IG, if you want an appointment, you can just hit the book button. Again, that's at Lito the Barber. Just hit the book button and you'll be able to book an appointment and you get right on in, right on out. You ain't gotta worry about me eating chicken wings.
There you go, man. Well, there you have it. My dog Lito, 85 South, Black
hey.
Excellence. Shout out to everybody in Haiti. We out this bitch.
Yeah. Woo!